President Bush campaigned across the crucial swing state of Florida all day yesterday. The president made four stops, traveling from the Gulf Coast to the Atlantic Coast. NPR's David Wellner reports the president sought to project in Florida an image of strength and to keep sowing doubts about his Democratic rival.
It wasn't quite landing on the deck of an aircraft carrier, but President Bush's arrival at City of Palms Baseball Park in Fort Myers, Florida, was clearly meant to impress. He descended on left field in a Marine-piloted helicopter before a crowd of about 10,000 to music from the Hollywood action flick Top Gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Mr. Bush.
Jeb Bush, who's Florida's governor, introduced his brother by telling supporters that their state will be pivotal once again in this election.
Because when Florida goes into the Bush column on November 2nd, our president will get reelected. It's just that simple.
And the president had some voting advice himself. He urged the virtually all-white crowd in racially diverse Fort Myers to get their friends and neighbors to the polls and tell them it's their duty to vote.
When you get them headed to the polls, remind them if they want a safer America, a stronger America, and a better America, to put me and Dick Cheney back in office.
The crowd heard a newly retooled stump speech that Mr. Bush delivered at all four campaign stops yesterday. In it, he portrays John Kerry as fickle and weak. The president told his supporters Kerry did, in fact, vote to authorize the use of force in Iraq.
The senator must have recognized the nightmare scenario that terrorists might somehow access weapons of mass destruction. Senator Kerry seems to have forgotten all that. As his position has evolved during the course of a campaign, you might call it election amnesia.
The president clearly fired up his followers. 41-year-old Laura Hillstedt, who calls herself a born-again Christian, said she couldn't exactly recall what he'd said, but she felt deeply moved just watching the president descend to earth from a cloudless blue sky.
It was really an awesome experience just watching those helicopters come in and watching him come in. I started crying because, you know, here's a man who, he does what he says and he believes what he believes and he's truth. He's honest, and I appreciate that a lot.
As other supporters streamed from the ballpark, they betrayed no doubts that this time their man might not win, even though he's currently deadlocked in the polls with Kerry. And a couple dozen Kerry supporters responded from across the grove. But 1.5 million more Floridians are registered to vote now than 4 years ago, and Democrats and Republicans are both assembling legal teams in Florida to contest the returns. Florida may indeed deliver the election this year, but it's less clear to which candidate. David Wellner, NPR News.